big, could that potentially be?
Well, I think, the biggest thing I'd say is he obviously hasn't played in a while, so we just need him to come in and manage his minutes and slowly get him into playing at this highest speed. But he has been practicing for a while. We haven't had a chance to have lots of full practices, so it's not an easy situation for him. I think the number one thing with Nick Cronwell is getting his presence and leadership back in the lineup. He's a big-time winner, he's a big-time warrior, and having him back in our lineup's a positive thing.
How effective can he be? I mean, he's talked about how disappointed he was in himself last season. But going back two seasons, he was still an effective player. Do you think he can be that Cronwell?
Well, I think we have to wait and see on the health of the knee and see where it's at. I think when Nick was playing his best, he was one of the best D-men in the league for my money. He was very good offensively and very good defensively. Not very many guys have that package. So, obviously it's a big boost if we can get Nick playing to that level. I think the biggest thing from my perspective is I'd like to see Nick play as many healthy games as he can. He doesn't need to play every game. If the knee has reacted the wrong way, then we just got to make sure he's in as many healthy games as possible.
Looked like you had Cronwell with Green on that one power play unit. So how does that give you a different look on the one unit with the 2D?
Yeah, well, and I think those two guys, I think Croner was on the backside there, and he's got a real good ability to shoot the puck off that side. He's got ability to go to the net when the puck's on the opposite side. He's kind of a rover that way, I think, does a good job in that spot. So, just gives us a really good, smart power play player. I think a lot of times with the power play, the smarter you are offensively as a group, the more success you have, and he's, I think, a very, very smart power play player.
The two kids are Sproley and Nolet are sitting out.
Yeah, those would be the guys that are out tonight.
You talked about Zetterberg as someone with a lot of poise. Do you think of Cronwell in that same way?
100%. I think they've just been through so many situations. They're both, I would say, calm people. I think when the pressure gets ratcheted up, they stay very poised, and they've been through Stanley Cups, they've been through Olympics, they just know how to handle those situations. And so, that part of it, along with his leadership and just his overall mentality, is a real boost to our lineup.
Coach, have you thought about what you're going to be doing with back-to-back games, or is that just going to all play out with Nick?
Oh, I see. We'll play that out as we move along. We want to get through tonight, and then we'll make a decision tomorrow on everything. So, but we're going to have to manage practice time and game time for sure.
Yurko getting closer too, obviously.
Yurko's getting closer, but he's not. It's not in the next little bit here. It's still at least a week away, I'd say.
You pulled a lot of guys aside after the skate and talked to them individually, more so than I think usually. Was there messages? I mean, anything specific?
No, just some different things for different guys, but nothing too specific there. Nothing worth talking out here with. Sometimes I'll do that behind the scenes. Sometimes I'll do it on the ice. We didn't meet today as a group before we went out there. We went out there early and did some power play work. So then you don't have as much. So then sometimes I'll just do some of those meetings on the ice.
But just the message going into tonight. I mean, 1 point the last three games, and I know you're starting a second 10-game segment. I mean, can't afford.
Well, no, I think urgency to play at a high level is extremely important. And I thought we played with urgency last game in Philly. We got to finish the game when we have the lead like that, but we got to make sure urgency is high for 60 minutes here tonight. I mean, if you look around the league, teams are somewhere between 6-4 and 4-6, it looks like, a lot of teams. And so, everybody's so close. You got to make sure you're on top of your game every night in order to give yourself the best chance to win.
What have you liked about the start to this season so far?
Well, I think we've gotten better as a group, and that's our biggest focus, is trying to get a little bit better every day, and I think we've done that. Certainly there's times where we've taken steps backwards, but I think it's a group that wants to continue to come out and get better. I think when we're playing good, we're moving the puck out of our end well, and we're relentless in our pressure, and we're pressuring up the ice, and we're pressuring back and not giving rush chances against.
About impressions of Winnipeg and what you've seen on video so far?
Well, showed a lot of guts last night. I watched the game last night, and to get down 3-0 against that team in that building, to come back and get the point. I know they would have liked to have two, but they showed tons of resolve and kept coming hard. Obviously, I thought last night, I thought the Scheifele line was great. The second half of the game specifically, I thought that line was great. Obviously, they have guys, they've had some injury issues here, which is a hard thing in this league. But you have guys throughout your lineup up front that can do some damage. So it'll be a good test for us.
Scoring Howe Knight tonight, they're honoring him, his memory. history and his contribution here as someone who grew up in Michigan and then got to be part of this organization.
Yeah.
Just kind of speak to what Gordie Howe means to Michigan.
Well, I think, you know, the moniker, nickname, or Mr. Hockey says it all. I mean, I was thinking about that in my run the other day. I was thinking, man, to get named Mr. something, Mr. Baseball or Mr. Hockey or Mr. whatever, what an unreal thing. And, I mean, the impact he's had on hockey has been well documented, but I don't know if you could celebrate that enough. And certainly within this organization, you know, we say it lots. We're lucky that we have a history of success that's rivaled by very few in the NHL, and the reason for that is the players that have come before, and certainly he's the biggest of that group.
Did that turn out this summer, and just the emotion those couple of days, that kind of overwhelm, surprise or overwhelm you?
Well, I don't know if it's, you know, I don't know how, I wasn't prepared in any way. I've never been to something like that. I mean, it was unbelievable. I thought the Howe family handled themselves with unbelievable dignity and class, which doesn't surprise me at all, but what a tough situation to be in, to grieve privately and publicly at the same time. I thought it was awesome to watch, and then just the number of people that were there, and it just shows the impact that he had in his life.
Do you think that's, I mean, as much a part of his legacy as his family? I mean, their children.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, I think, I don't know, me personally, I'd rather be judged by the impact I have on people, specifically my family, than any accomplishments I have, and I think that would be said the same for him. I know Mark the best of his children, and I don't know a better man. I mean, he's a great, great man, and so you can just tell that it was a family where values were extremely high, and you know, I think that legacy is bigger than any other legacy you could leave.
Same with, I don't know that there's a person who doesn't have a fond personal memory of meeting Gordie at some point in their life. I mean, that's kind of an amazing thing. I don't think you would see that today.
Yeah, and it just speaks. I mean, times change for sure, but it just speaks to the person and you know, the personality, I guess, that he had. And the stories are awesome. To hear the stories of the doctors that were here before are, you know, extremely funny. I listened to lots of the stories during the day that we had the viewing here, and it was awesome to hear. Just awesome to sit back and listen to him. It just speaks to him as a person.